Nearly 70,000 U.S. communities are at risk this wildfire season, and with an average of 6.5 million acres burned each year, it's important for people to be prepared. Pamela Shack is with the U.S. Forest Service. And Pam, I wonder if this season is different than others, especially in the Rocky Mountain region. It seems like we've had a lot of large-scale wildfires, and it's only June. Is this kind of typical?
Well, I don't know that it's that much different, but I think every wildfire presents a different challenge. And I see Utah had about 60,000 acres burned last year, which is substantial.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year it looks like it's going to be a lot more active than last year. It's early in the season, and we're already seeing a lot of activity. I think it's a combination of a lot of things that are in effect every year, which is fuels build up. It's been a couple of years since we've had a lot of fires, so I know we have a lot of fuels build up, and some attributable to climate change and the added challenges of fighting wildfire in the wild and urban interface where people actually live in areas that are likely to burn.
Mm-hmm.
That always makes things a lot more complicated.
Now, as I understand it, the U.S. Forest Service, the Ad Council, and a number of different national wildfire mitigation organizations have teamed up to form this Fire Adapted Communities, or FAC, initiative, which you're the program director of. And your whole message is about preparing for such things
like
this.
That's the core of what the Fire Adapted Communities concept is all about, is that firefighters can't be everywhere when there's a fire. Their primary responsibility, their primary concern is public and firefighter safety and then protecting infrastructure and homes, but that doesn't mean that there's always somebody who can be at every structure. So the best thing for people to do is to prepare for a wildfire before it happens. And when I say the best thing for people to do, I mean individuals as well as communities. There are a couple of different communities. There are communities that may be a group of 10 or 12 homes that are up on a mountainside. They don't have a city council. They don't really have any form of government. They just live in a rural area. And those people need to look at creating defensible space and talking to each other about what they can do to prepare their homes. And I would recommend they go to fireadapted.org and look at the things that individuals can do.
Mm-hmm.
The first step would be creating defensible space around your home, making sure you have a Class A roof, not a single shingle cedar shake roof, making sure you don't have combustible materials around your home. And every community that lives anywhere that can burn, which is a substantial amount of this country, should have a CWPP, a Community Wildfire Protection Plan. Go to your town board and ask them what they're doing to prepare the community for wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not doing anything or if they're not aware, then it's an opportunity for people to say, we need to put a group of folks together and develop a Community Wildfire Protection Plan. And that helps them identify the risk and then lay out a plan to address those risks, and then start working on addressing them so that when they are impacted by wildfire, they're much, much more able to survive it without a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And in most cases, these are things that government doesn't have the capability to do for you. It's something that you can do for yourself. And on private property, you are the only one who can do it for yourself. So it is up to the individual to take that action.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when I think of a wildfire, I think of, you know, perhaps a burned field or a charred forest, but I'm sure there's a lot more economic and environmental and human impacts that these fires cause.
Oh, absolutely. The cost goes up significantly when you have a wildfire that goes into a wild and urban interface area where people live, because it becomes more dangerous to firefighters who are trying to fight the fire, because now they have to deal with structures and livestock and people and evacuation and traffic and infrastructure, and then the cost to infrastructure, the cost to a watershed, the cost to a business community, the cost for people losing homes, say losing a power grid, losing transmission lines, those kinds of things, in addition to the natural resources, it's an exponential increase in cost, and those are things that you don't bounce back from really quickly. So that's why we tell people to be prepared with defensible space and other actions before a fire so that you can minimize that damage and bounce back quicker.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can start today in preparing your house for a wildfire. There's a homeowner's assessment sheet that can be downloaded at fireadapted.org, and it'll tell you just how fireproof your home is. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.